Everybody good? Let's press on. The next committee is Student Affairs and Regent Thomas.
Thank you, Chair Bell. We have two action items and two information items. Two action items that were not presented at the committee meeting on January the 20th.
Regent Thomas? Some of you may have noticed we have some guests who've shown up in the back of the room, and I wonder if we might do the information item for cheer before the action item so that folks can get along their way. Thank you. Surprise. That's you.
Do I have to use the mic?
Yeah, because we're feeding.
Oh, got it. Okay, I can do that.
As enthralling as admissions reports and policies are, I thought that maybe they did more work.
Hi, my name is Allie Lumpkin. I am the spirit coordinator here at Western Kentucky and the head cheerleading coach for both our all-girl team and our co-ed team. This morning we have our all-girl national champions from UCA College Nationals 2023. We're so excited to be here, and thank you all so much for taking the time to recognize us and celebrate their accomplishments all season long. We really appreciate all the recognition that you guys continue to give us and the support as well. I will take a second to mention our co-ed team as well. This year in 2023 was the first time they were back into their large co-ed division after competing in the small co-ed division since 2021. And so we are very excited to be back into our original large co-ed division and getting back to the top with that program as well. They had some mistakes this year on day two on their finals performance, which brought them out of first place. But we're well where we need to be, and we will not let that happen again. So we're excited for the future for co-ed for sure. But today, just to kind of celebrate our all-girl and our accomplishments that they've had this season, this is their second national title since I've been here in 2021, so we're really excited, again, about the our successes previously and just the future of this program and what we're going to continue to do. I do believe we have a video of their nationals performance that we would like to share with you guys. So just a couple things about our performance from day two. So coming out of day one, we were actually the last team to make it into finals. We had some mistakes and also a mistake on my end, playing the wrong music, getting a time violation, everything. And I really thought that I had messed it up for all of us. But fortunately, we got a second chance, and we were the first team to compete in finals on day two. And so we went in and we knew that we had to do the best of our ability in order to go from seventh and to give ourselves any type of chance of winning. So they were able to do that. And just like the composure and determination that they had to go out and attack that routine was iconic for sure. They ended up winning by 5 points against the second place team was 5 points behind them. And that's a really big gap in the cheerleading world and on the cheerleading score sheet. So that was really cool. And one of the coolest things about our routines, and I think the judges always comment on it and the commentators on ESPN, is the use of our red towels. They love that. We love to be able to implement that into our routines. And that's just something that's a staple for us. So we're really excited about that part. Another thing that I'd like to mention is we do have a few members that are part of the U.S. national team. We have a group of all-girl ladies that are on the USA Premier All-Girl team, and then we also have two, a male and a female on our co-ed team that are part of the U.S. Premier co-ed team. They will compete at the International Cheerleading Union Championships in April, and they will compete against approximately 20 to 30 other countries from all across the world. So our ladies that are a part of that here are Ashley, Maddie, Carly, and Kate. They're over here. They're incredibly hardworking and have really pushed. Last year they were alternates on the team, and this year they have been selected to be able to be on the mat as four of the 24 ladies that will be competing. So we're really excited for them. Co-ed hasn't had their mat selection yet. I actually get to be a part of the coaching staff for the Premier Co-ed team, and then just kind of taking these girls along on the journey too is just something really special for our program. So again, thank you all so much for the support that you give us continually from year to year, and we hope that we're doing all that we can to bring what you would like for us to bring to the university and just increasing the student experience with game days, and as well as becoming entertaining and good ambassadors for the university. So we really appreciate you guys. Thank you so much.
Stuart and I have talked about the expectation to win championships, and we won three national championships in the past 3 years in cheer. The only other national championship we have outside of cheer is, if I recall correctly, football. And so these athletes, and they are certainly athletes, are representing us at the very highest level. I don't want to put you on the spot, Allie, but who were the number 2, 3, and 4 teams this year?
Second place was the University of Alabama. Third place was, y'all are going to have to help me out, Oklahoma, the University of Oklahoma. And fourth was Ole Miss. So we're competing against all D1A divisions, all Power Five schools. So there were approximately, I think, 17 in our division as a whole, and they took 7 into finals, and, yeah, came out on top.
So the work that we're doing is both elevating the program, elevating the university on a very important platform for us, and to the members of the team, thank you for your sacrifice and all the work that you put in. One of the things that we made sure they now have access to is weight training, for better or for worse, right?
Yeah.
And every night they are in the gym training, nutritional support, and they truly represent us as well as any other team on our campus. And so congratulations again. We're very proud of you all.
Thank you.
Glasgow does claim Allie.
Yes.